an 8-year contract.
Hydration breaks and half-time shows.
They forgot about the fans.
Football's changed, but every weekend, we take it back. Seven is the free weekly game recording first and last goal scorers could win you up to £100,000. It's football reclaimed. Seven. Download free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Looking forward to a great weekend. Today is an ALN classic episode. That's right. We're throwing it back to the old days of the podcast. We had some bangers, some hitters, some legends come through the show. So we thought we'd dig deep and throw it back to some of those insane, hilarious, fun episodes. So enjoy the hell out of this episode. Of course, follow the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy your week.
Everyone here is so young, it looks like a movie about making a podcast. Like everyone,
who would you cast
here,
in that?
I would cast as my start. Like, you guys are all buddies. You went to college together. Yeah. Like, you're, you know, and like,
who
this is, you're the Vinny Chase. This is like an entourage.
Yeah.
This is an entourage situation, okay. Except the podcast version. So okay. Way sadder, less hot.
Way sadder, less hot.
Way sadder, less hot. But that, you're making money, you know, MeUndies is coming in.
Yeah.
But
like, we got Danny Bonaducci as our first guest.
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci comes in. He's like, what's a podcast? You know, that's the first episode.
I used to know Mario Lopez.
Yeah. You guys, what are we talking to? My kids told me to do this. That's like this opening intro into the show.
Yeah.
But this is like, because it's like young and startup-y, it's got the kitchen.
It
are we on?
Like
this
that.
Is good stuff.
Yeah, this is great. Well, you are no stranger to the podcast world. You got two super successful
podcasts. I'm starting a third called Save It for the Pod, where we have 4-minute conversations and then end
prior to.
Prior to.
Yeah.
Where you just start a story, you go, no, save it for the pod.
It has become so saturated that I feel like, I mean, look, and everyone probably has been in a conversation or, heard this from a distance of like that's, there's probably a podcast that like.
It's out there.
The same way that people go like, there's a movie there. Like, you should get like, you know, right. I used to live in this like apartment with three dudes like, whoa, just save it for Hollywood, you know.
One of the eight people out there is going to run with that. And they're going to start a new 18th floor.
Is there a podcast though about making a podcast?
If that TV show isn't on Amazon right now,
it just got made.
It's being made.
It's being
like
made
making
right
the
now.
Band, making the podcast. P.
It's
Diddy,
not a bad it. Idea because you would hear all the stupid podcast ideas.
Yes,
that would be the fun part. Basically, making the podcast is two episodes. Okay, the first episode is the William Hung, a bunch of idiots presenting their ideas. Podcast Shark Tank is really
the
show.
William Hung from American Idol?
Yeah. That first episode.
Does he have a podcast?
If he doesn't. Dude, I just took an Uber with the guy that was the nerd who got kissed in the Doritos commercial. Hmm. Do you guys remember that guy?
You don't
from
come
the
to
Super Bowl?
Yeah, remember the Super Bowl commercial?
You definitely don't come to LA enough if that's your star sighting.
I was like, he drove the Uber.
Yeah, you guys remember that kid that always walked by the Sandlot game in the Sandlot but never got to play?
Okay.
He was the kid that walked by and he was like, baseball.
And I went up to him, I go, you're the kid. And he goes, I am. Got his autograph.
That's what he gets.
That's
all the
amazing.
Time.
Wait, so you took an Uber with him or he was your driver?
He's my driver.
Wow.
Damn. Wait, what? Today?
I'm not sure what's sadder, him being the driver or being in an Uber pool.
Or you recognize him by the back of his head.
No, I'll show him to you. I got Jesse something. Jesse, he's an actor. He's been in like a million things.
Jesse Smollett?
Wait.
That's right.
He's not working anymore.
That's right.
Wait, do you love coming here? You're a New York born and raised boy.
I'm from Boston.
No, Boston, that's right.
But I do like coming here. I think ever since Uber arrived here, this city's great.
I agree.
Very.
I Uber everywhere.
The whole thing.
A little less angry, except at the dog park. But I agree.
I prepare my. I get put off phone sessions for the Ubers that I'll be taking places.
Yes.
I love it here. The food. This is the best food in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
Great produce and inventive chefs are coming here because it's cheaper to open up. You can't really get the type of food that's going on here in New York because New York has just been priced out all those young chefs.
Do you listen to David Chang? Is that why you said that? The David Chang podcast about food?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he said the epicenter of food has moved from New York to LA because of the exact reasons you just said.
Really?
Yes, totally. And he has the best restaurants in the United States.
I just got hard.
Is the mic?
Knowing
is the mic,
that I'm on the same.
Is he good with the mic? Is it covering his face?
Is it covering my face? What?
All right, great.
Boys, the confidence maker out there. Holy shit. Just don't let it cover my eyebrows. That's what does it.
Do you...
Adam Ray knows.
Do you think... Oh, yeah, dude. Do you think there is something about L.A. That people eventually come... Like, you've been in New York for what, 10 years?
10 years. But I've been there longer. I was doing other shit, but I...
What were you doing before comedy?
Selling life insurance.
Jesus.
That's right. So then I started doing comedy, and then I don't think I... You know, the thing that people say in New York that's kind of stupid... Is like,
forget
I'll move.
About it. No,
that's what they say.
Yeah.
Everybody.
For real?
Have you seen the commercial? Hold
New
on.
York?
Hold on. It's a.
We have a California commercial.
Cracker Barrel commercial?
No.
No, it's Golden Corral.
Yes.
And they're doing New York night. You
oh,
can get
no.
a New York strip
oh.
and a piece of cheesecake at Golden Corral. And this kid.
Starting at what time? Because I'm ready to go.
3 p.m. Okay. And this kid, they're promoting New York. Theme at
yes.
Golden Corral.
Yes.
And this kid, this
actors
mom,
that aren't from New York are about to deliver
these. This blonde
lines.
Kid, she goes to reach for his food or something, and the blonde kid goes, "I'm eating here." And it's the funniest commercial you have ever. I'm eating here. And they dub it. It's not even him. He's not even saying what? It.
Unintentionally, just, or is it intentionally funny or unintentionally funny?
Unintentionally. No,
oh.
Golden Corral is doing shtick. What do you think's happening? Yeah,
got,
Golden Corral's got a whole...
They hired
yeah,
writers.
A whole new diner comedy
the Mad TV. That's Adam Ray is doing the new...
We need someone to punch this up. We need to punch this up. Have somebody on here.
Dude,
Pam in Ohio, in Medina, Ohio, doesn't like her Golden Corral commercials boring.
By the way, they
she
are...
Wants some funny.
They are seeing these commercials, though, from the Midwest. Pam is seeing that and being like, well, so these New Yorkers, boy, they truly just got a little bit of an edge that I don't know yeah. if I like.
Just doing Italian face on the Golden Corral
yeah.
commercial.
Sorry, I forgot your hash browns, sir.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
You're
okay. Most...
I'm eating here.
That's a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, he's smoking cigs. He lives here in L.A. He just drove the Uber here.
Wait,
it was Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
How sad is Uber pool, though? Is it...
Never taking it.
Me neither.
That's my privilege.
Is it now? Is it?
I'm confident with
that's
it.
That's right.
I'm confident.
Is
with
it Uber Pool's a true?
It's sad. I took it in L.A. one time. Just like, let's see what it's like. So I met this girl in there, super hot.
Is it like chat roulette? Remember that?
Well, this is, dude. People like use it to meet people. Like
yikes.
It's kind of crazy.
Met a chick in there, got her information. Like, you should come to a social
got
time.
Got her information.
Yeah. I text her one night. I was like, what are you up to tonight? I go, what are you up to tonight? She goes, it's $300 for the blowjob, $600 to fuck. I go,
come
okay,
on.
Cool.
Really?
I go, I got $450.
Really?
I go, yes, for sure. And I go, are you going to Uber pool on the way over here? Do I got to send you an Uber pool? How about this? Uber above ground pool. It picks up large groups of white trash.
There you go. Holy shit. We figured this is the next Shark Tank.
It is.
We're going to do it.
You love that show.
Love Shark Tank.
You love reality TV.
I love any trash TV. Any
really?
Reality TV. Any show I've tasted.
Has it been like that from the get-go?
From ever. Always. I was watching Joe Millionaire. I was watching... You know, like
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island, the first iteration. I was watching.
Flavor of Love?
Flavor of Love, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
The pickup artist?
Flavor of Love, the pickup. Yes. Secret? Whatever. The
yeah.
Music?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
his name? Magic.
Magic. Yeah.
Music.
Wait. Flavor of Love was.
Flavor of Love was like.
It started it.
That's when it becomes self-realized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, well, let's do a spin.
Right.
You know, like let's.
Then New York got hers.
New York tip. Got hers. Yep.
Love me some New York.
I love New York. And then, the Brett Michaels one.
Yep.
And oh, they
yeah.
Rocket, all of them.
Rocket Love.
Rocket Love. Yeah, something like. I love any reality trash TV. Like I can fall. Kardashians. I don't know if you've seen it now that Kanye's on it.
What?
Dude.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is like. Kanye being on
it's great for him probably, right?
It's great for everybody. You watch it and you're like, I can't believe the way they talk to each other, the way the cameras evolve. And the Kardashians, I will say this, like they get people, it's easy to give them shit. That show is fantastic and the family really does care about each other. Like
really?
In a way that you're like, you watch Chrisley Knows Best, okay? Watch an episode of Chrisley Knows Best
what
after it's like this dude, Chrisley, who is very effeminate and he lives in the South and mm-hmm. he's got this Southern family And they're basically redoing Leave It to Beaver plot lines. So, like, it's garbage.
Oh,
it makes me mad for the Kardashians because if you watch those two shows back to back, you're like, wow, this is like, this is Breaking Bad versus, like, you know, versus Big Bang Theory. Like, you can't even believe that they exist in the same universe. And it makes me angry. Like, they'll be like, Grandma can't stand when a boy comes on. Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should have Caitlyn Jenner do a Leave It to Beaver spinoff.
You would watch. We would all watch.
I'd watch her do anything.
At least the first episode.
I would watch her do anything.
I would watch Caitlyn Jenner do pretty much anything.
Is she the best part of the show?
She's not even on it anymore.
Why?
Kanye replaced her.
Kanye, replace me.
Yeah.
I don't do impressions. I think for a majority of Americans, they love reality TV because, I mean, I will speak for my sister. She loves the Kardashians and the deck show, the Below Deck, whatever.
Below Deck is huge. I'm not into that one, but my girlfriend loves it.
Is it because you get seasick?
Yes. Yeah. It's too rocky.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the drama.
Not the movie.
not the moving.
Yeah,
the
it's too rocky. Too rocky for me.
Shoes and socks. Okay.
She says it makes her feel better about herself because she sees some of the. Mm. She also likes to not think. I think
that,
that's
well. That might be. I think. Maybe it is because I want to feel better than these people. That might be it. Mm. Fine. Okay. I'll admit. Oh, sorry. Now that might be.
Pull down.
Am I good? Are my eyebrows strong?
Boom.
So that might be the clinical reason, which I would find. Hit me with that. But the real reason is you put yourself in these people's shoes and you're like, it's a choose your own adventure. How would I have handled this?
Oh, wow.
How would I have handled The Bachelor? How would I have handled so-and-so? And it's discussion. And also, like, it's the same thing as like a podcast. When you turn on a podcast, you put your brain on the shelf and you say, I'll be back to you when I want to be anxious. Let me deal with these people's problems.
Wow.
So like when we talk, and you and I are going over, we're talking about, like, they get to laugh, they get to think about the, you know, do the would you rather that we're doing, whatever the game we're playing.
Yeah.
The listener's, like, in on that game and doesn't have to, like, think about their own life and the stresses of everyday life. So I think that's the same thing for reality.
I mean, it's, you know, Mark will tell me all the time certain podcasts I got to listen to are Stern episodes. And it truly is, I feel like you do shut off a part of your brain that is, because then we'll just start talking about, you know, an interview, and then that'll spark conversations into other things because of the content that we were discussing. But it still doesn't feel like you're accessing a part of your brain that's wasting time or space. Totally. You almost feel like you're getting smarter by breaking down the breakdowns.
Right. Yeah, you're chewing on the thing that they're chewing on, and it's not your. But also, it's not your bills. It's not your electric bill.
So you say you put yourself in the shoes of some of these reality show people.
Totally.
You mentioned The Bachelor, which you are, I think, getting pretty. Well known for documenting your opinions about
it. I'm a part of Bachelor Nation, proud member of the nation. Yeah, proud member of Bachelor Nation, card carrying member.
I've yet to get fully. I think I've watched maybe 5 episodes ever. And guess what?
Sure,
loved.
It's great.
But of the one with the dudes fighting, and then maybe 2 of the girls. And I want to hear your opinion on this.
Sure.
I was able to laugh more at the dudes.
Of course.
Is that consistent?
Well, because you know the dudes. You know, I think you know you're putting yourself in their shoes. Like, you know the moves they are making as they are making them.
Right.
The reasons that are kind of unsavory. Like, you know when the penis is in the driver's seat versus the brain. Like, you know when that's happening. So you're at home. I loved watching these shows so much. I got, like, as a kid, I would always watch them and, like, just growing up. And then whenever I would date, like, a new girlfriend, and I would sit with her and watch her shows and kind of chirp. Like, I would just chirp, make fun of shit. And it was always when I was at my funniest.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I, you know, that's why how do I do that in front of an audience of some sort? And that's like kind of the Bachelor thing. Like, I used to live tweet it and, like, it was doing okay. But then, like, being able to scream at it while the Instagram stories is going, like, I can't, like, fucking stop.
Oh,
like,
I love doing that with infomercials late night.
Totally. You ever see the one with the magic bullet where the woman? We talked about this on my podcast.
We did, yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite one of all time.
The J train, yeah.
Yeah.
There are certain, like, because you do the road a lot. And by the way, you're an incredible stand-up.
Oh,
people
thank you.
Don't have a chance to go see Jared live. Make that opportunity present itself to yourself. By going to your website. Was it jaredfried.com?
Please come to my shows.
No, you got great energy.
Please.
You're super likable.
Thank you.
I don't know when you honed in on your point of view too, but I feel like you've been, maybe it's an East Coast thing too.
Maybe.
Right? Like the confidence, was it always there?
Yeah, I was always, you know, loud and opinionated.
Yeah.
Just about making those opinions.
In the family?
Funny.
Like
no.
Speaking up about what we were having for dinner?
No. Family listening. Always. I just watch, because my mom's a performer. She's not like, she doesn't go on stage and shit, but she's just a character. So like,
what's her name?
Kim. And she like, she performs. She's the person, like I've said this a million times, but like girls growing up would know who she was. They'd be like, you're her son? You're Kim's son?
Whoa.
Like, no, like she's just a funny person. Like without knowing she's funny. Like,
I bet a funny mom is a big deal too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think that's where where we all probably got.
Well, because you're so, right? Here's the thing. You're like growing up, you're like, you have to be the wrangler for funny mom.
Yeah.
Like you have to be like, I mean, my mom would put me in positions where I'm like, I can't believe I'm your assistant in this fucking scheme.
Yeah.
Like, we were once walking out of, we used to go to the casino a lot. My dad loves gambling. So, like, we would go to, like, casinos in Connecticut, and we would just.
Mohegan Sun.
You've done the shows there. Yeah, so, yeah. I used to go. That's how I got into that club.
Oh, wow.
My dad was like, my son does comedy. And 6 months into doing comedy, they were like, yeah, we'll have him host a weekend here.
That's awesome.
For Dove Davidoff and Brett Ernst. They were split headlining.
Whoa.
So like that was my first ever weekend at a club ever.
And this is where?
In Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
Oh, got it. Comedy.
And I would, this was Foxwoods and then it moved over to Mohegan Sun. But my parents used to go, we'd go to the casino for a weekend, like hang out. And on the way out, like my mom would like take a bag full of things. And one time the bag like broke open, like kind of like literally like sitcom style, and a
like souvenir glasses or what?
The scale from the room fell out of the bag.
Oh my god!
And
the
she's like
scale.
The scale. My grandmother was there too. It was my mom and my grandmother, and all of a sudden the thing broke, and the scale, like the digital scale that was in the room, flops out, and they're like, "Oh, put it away!" I don't know. And people are like security's like, "Do you need help?" And she's like, "No, I'm fine." And I'm watching this whole thing. I'm like, "There's something wrong with you people."
Fuck robes.
Yeah, robes. No,
we're taking the fucking scale.
High end item.
That'd be great. Okay. That'd be great if she stole the maid. She falls out. You go like, taking a home.
She runs out. She's like, you know, just running around in the lobby. Yeah, this is like so like that type of shit where it's like, you know, Jewish mom crimes.
Yeah,
you know, like
it's hilarious. Stealing a scale is a very Jewish mom crime.
Some of our listeners and me included. Where exactly are you from?
Outside of Boston, Needham.
Okay, cool.
Outside of Boston, and then I went to Penn State, then went to New York. And
I almost went to Penn State. What years were you there?
I graduated in 07.
Okay, cool. I'm older than you.
But also an East Coaster.
Really?
Is there something about LA, and you guys can both speak to this, that East Coast people, like I'm sure you had your trepidations and your preconceived notions come in before you came here for the first time.
Sure.
You mentioned pre-Uber, how it obviously wasn't as flattering of a place to reside in, but like, where do people put, I know how I felt from the West Coast and Mike from the Midwest, like where does LA, what are your visions and thoughts of it living on the East Coast? Just what you see on TV?
I'm telling you, I feel like an idiot now thinking of that. I used to think like the beach,
Bays.
Zach Morris.
Yeah.
What up, dude?
Ferraris.
Hey, brah.
Yeah. Hang loose, bro.
Will, Troop Beverly Hills.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Ted Danson,
Troop Beverly Hills, lighter suits, nice cars. Like, no thought of anything else existing. Like, literally, it was land, there's a beach, and Zach Morris is hanging out waiting for you.
Mine was Lowriders and Crips and Bloods.
Wow, it's a different perspective.
This is yeah.
Well, on the
this
West Coast.
Racially divided. Yeah. I have a feeling.
I thought like anxiety, stress, up and down, people constantly asking for blowjobs for the simplest thing. They'd be like, I'll take $8 on that. He's like, you got to suck my cock first.
Oh my God.
That's what I pictured. Like, constant like.
Who presented that world to you?
Horrifying.
I just thought that's what it would be.
Yeah.
And minus the blowjobs, it's been all of it.
The guy at the Sunoco station, that's who told me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so
what
so,
are you, I mean, you're from Seattle.
Seattle, yeah. I mean, yeah, it just seems so, again, like that up on a pedestal, the weather, the beaches, the,
yeah.
But I also got, I had a few friends that came down here for school, not in LA, like south, like Orange County almost, and even San Diego. And they just, I don't know, the opportunity to do it, it felt like there was more to be done here than there was anywhere else. I don't know why. Maybe it's because knowing of like all the industries, but like it just felt like there were so many.
To me, that's like the also like the kind of the difference is like the Northeast, you're like, you're only going there for one reason.
What's that?
Is like Hollywood glitz and glamour, and which isn't true. I know there's a lot of other things that go on here, but like to me, it wasn't like no one goes to LA to be a lawyer.
Oh, right.
You know, like
yeah, if I wasn't doing this, I don't.
Why would you be here?
Yeah.
Why would you?
But also, I've now gotten very prideful about speaking to things about like the weather and the people and the mm-hmm. diversity and the culture and like there's. I do love. I don't think I could live somewhere where there's not a lot going on all the time. Like truly, it's
well,
like.
Well, I do also think like as sad as the Kobe Bryant, you know, death was. It kind of unearthed like what the community is to the rest of the country a little bit.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not totally, but like mm-hmm. you kind of, there was a little bit of like, no, look it. This is the bond of people. It takes sports to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that was like one, like you see it on SportsCenter. Now it's on SportsCenter. Now it's not just Zach Morris.
Yeah.
Now it's not just Lakers with the lighting on the court. Now it's no. We have like different types of people here that do different things that have a community in sports. Like you know the thing about the Northeast and the why we're so pompous and we're very overconfident.
People think that
they. I know it. I'm from there. Yeah. I know it.
But a likable confidence, like it's an Alec Baldwin.
Sure, but it's also like people think like. Oh, we're the best sports fans in the country. And they think that any warm weather place that has sports is not as good a sports place.
Yeah.
So like,
because they got other shit to fill their day with.
So like, which isn't true. You look at how the way people, I don't mean to bring up.
No, okay, yeah. You know, no, you're right
I'm
though.
I'm saying that
kind
of. The
way people responded.
The way people responded showed that like, it's not just such a loose bond. It felt like there was an actual city.
There's more than just Harrison Ford in Los Angeles, is what you're trying to say.
Not to me, but yeah.
You spoke about meeting some cool, you know, Doritos kid in your Uber, but when you start.
Google this guy.
Jesse.
You got to Google this guy. The Doritos. I saw him. I got in the Uber and I go, I know who this is. I knew him from a Super Bowl commercial in 2013.
Who'd you first get starstruck by in the entertainment biz?
I don't know.
Probably a comic, right?
Comic, kind of. Like, I don't, you know.
Who are you guys? They helped
who did I like?
I know Michelle Wolf's a homie, right?
She's a good friend. She's the best.
She's hilarious.
So funny. I always watch, the only stand-up special I really watched before that I really watched was Kevin James' Sweat the Small Stuff.
Wow.
I love that special so yeah. much. And it's physical. It's big.
People forget how fucking funny. I hear crying.
He's doing physical.
He's so. I mean, forget how fucking good he was in Zookeeper. You know?
No, he's but, one of. That special, like the things he's talking about, like hold up.
Yeah.
The line, yeah. the elevator.
Sandler always
the pizza.
Talks about how underrated he is as a comic.
The lighting and the shots, too. That's a well shot, well lit special.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good on YouTube. Yeah. I've watched it a million times on YouTube. Yeah. And I want it, like, to me, that's like fun comedy. Like, I'm never going to be, like, personally, like, never going to be, like, stand there under the one light bulb. You know, telling you my horrors and make them funny.
Totally. No,
like, agree. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah, we got
like,
enough of that, dude.
Yeah, life
and
is
I don't
too
think
good
people want that out of life.
No.
Yeah.
I can't, it'll be a lie. Like, you know, there's a brand of comedy that's like, you know, here's my story comedy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you better have a fucking sad story. You know, like,
and
you
know
better
how
have
to spin
quite
it
a story.
Into some hilarity. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's like, not many people have that, but they're like emulating, you know, what's, you know, everything's incentive based.
I do appreciate. Your stance on just, you know, how you approach your comedy. And I think it's why you're so, you know, well equipped to on the J train. You, for people that don't listen, that probably do, you know, you field a lot of viewer emails and questions relationship based. And, you know, it's now turned into this huge live podcast thing with, I was truly the first time I did it, like very impressed at how, and this probably comes from your own experience, right? With relationships and dating mm-hmm. and probably also observing, right? I don't think sure. you need to be some sex therapist to really have the ultimate expert point of view on how to break things down and discuss them. Where do you gain all of your knowledge in that area?
Dude, that's the thing. Like the whole podcast. We take emails from listeners, give them advice on J-Train. You Up is a little bit more of a study, like more of a discussion of modern day.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hey, question for you. You know when you find something and immediately become that annoying friend that's like, hey, have you tried this yet? Well, that's me with Loreen. I started with the gum because I'm a coffee guy and apparently my teeth and I have not always been on the same team, but now they got these Loreen pouches and I've been reaching for them before recording a pod, driving in the car, or whenever I need a little boost without another cup of coffee. All you do is you just tuck one in and go about your day. Each pouch has 50 milligrams of caffeine, about a half a cup of coffee, plus L-theanine and Alpha GPC for smooth, steady focus with no energy crash. It comes in mint, cinnamon, and mango, and it's nicotine-free, baby. Always put the pouch in your mouth and feel better about yourself. Every other pouch out there makes you pick between something that helps you focus and something that's actually good for your teeth. This is the only one that's designed to do both, and it comes from a brand that's leading the way of supporting your oral health. Give Loreen a try right now. Loreen Co. is offering my listeners 50% off at buyloreen.com/ALN. Did you hear me right? That's buyloreen, LAREINE.com/ALN for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good deal. Steady your focus, increase your energy, and live a better life today with Loreen.
You deserve to feel good in your body this summer. That's why Weight Loss by Hers now offers access to the FDA-approved Wegovy pill and Wegovy pen, designed to help you lose weight and keep it off. With Wegovy at Hers, you can lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/now to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/now. forhers.com/now. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Signed an 8-year contract.
Hydration breaks and halftime shows.
They forgot about the fans.
Football's changed, but every weekend, we take it back. Seven is the free weekly game where calling first and last goal scorers could win you up to £100,000. It's football reclaimed. Seven. Download free on the App Store and Google Play.
Dating. But most of the questions we got on J-Train are dating questions.
Yeah.
But I'm not an expert. I don't know shit. I'm talking out of my ass. But here's the thing. I know how I have acted in all of these scenarios. I know. And
you're an open book.
Be perfectly honest about here's how I would play it. Most of the guys you're dating are 10% away from me. They might not be exactly me, but they're not 100% different than me. So whatever I'm saying is close. And if someone's lying to you and you're like wondering, why is this text not coming back? Or what does he think? Why does he keep like, you know, texting me and being nice, but he won't break up, but he won't be in a relationship. And I've done all that. We all have.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just so willing to be honest about it and like get into it. What's happening now is girls are coming to the shows and bringing their boyfriend, and the boyfriend, I'm like, is a little angry and like has a bad vibe. And when I fucking realize,
that's most dudes that see a funny dude on stage too that are with their girl afterwards. That do the like the, you're good. You didn't suck, dude.
Yeah. That happens. Yeah. But there's a different thing where they'll go. I said it on my last show. I was in Nashville, and I said, I know there's a group of guys here whose girlfriend who only hear my name when they're the most mad at their girlfriend. Because they're so angry at the girlfriend goes, well, Jared said, and I said that on stage, and this guy looks at his girlfriend and goes, like, I told you. I told you. He knows it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like the enemy spy. I'm the guy who's turned on my own, like, for a lot of them. So they get brought to the show. They're like, well, he's going to talk about The Bachelor and talk about how he wants to fuck you. And it's like, yeah, I've been trying to fuck her through the fucking podcast that goes out to 100 million people. Like, well, that's what I'm trying to do. But it's like, it is interesting to me that like what you're saying to a lot of the things that we talk about on the podcast to a guy, when a woman writes in to a guy, they might be like, yeah, that is what I do. And to a woman, it might be, whoa.
Yeah.
Shit. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're like, oh, and he knows.
I was shocked by some of the questions you got. I'd love to, too, at some point, if we could. I don't know if you have any email stored
I
up.
I got
you
some. Could
pull up and let the peanut gallery take a stab.
You want to tag him right now?
Yeah, can we?
Oh, hell yeah.
I think it's brilliant the way that you field these things and have such a balanced viewpoint of like being super honest, but also like giving your own take on it. But also, even if you hadn't gone through it, like there were some things that I was
empathetic. I think that's the bigger thing. Like we, you know, the show's meant to be fun and funny.
Yes, foremost, right?
First and foremost, but also like I guess first and foremost, it's let's take the email.
Have you gotten responses from people that you've given advice to that have then sent you a follow up being like, "Hey, I took your advice. I now am with this other guy that you said I should be with," or
I've gotten a few. See, I never give like, here's what, like to me, the worst type of dating advice is like, let me tell you 10 ways to fuck a dude. And it's like,
is that the kid from the Cracker Barrel commercial?
Come here, I'm fucking here. I'm trying to tell you. It's like, I've never done that. Yeah. Like it's always been, like, I think the thing that, like, has been interesting is, like, you know, not to, I think he's not that into you was good for a certain time period. I think now with technology, people don't care. They know he's not into you. Why? What happened?
Yeah.
What went wrong? Yeah. What text got sent? And technology is, like, in the way of all this. So, like, I mean, I could go back into these emails, you know. What email do you want to do? You want to?
I don't know. What's
short and sweet. Girlfriend going on vacation. Guys and girls. The dreaded convo. Coworker coffee chats. Does it go down in the DMs?
Wow. These are all in the subjects.
These are all subjects. Getting over body insecurity during sex. How to get out of the DM, Snapchat, and into the text messages. High school friend turned flame. What?
Yeah.
High school friend turned flame.
Should I try that one? Yeah.
We'll try that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, these are long.
Yeah. Ready? Some of these were diatribes, dude.
Long time listener since the TFM days. So it used to be called the TFM podcast because Total Frat Move was this like big frat website out of Austin. I went on a bachelor party to Austin with a bunch of buddies, and I was like in touch with the TFM guys, and I was like, "Hey, I want to do a podcast for you." And they were like, "What's a podcast?" I was like, "Perfect." So I went and found a this was like 7 years ago. I went and found a studio. I got, you know, basically they were the brand. I was the host.
Yeah.
Found a producer. So then I started with like a good, like solid base 7 years ago of like, you know, 5,000 people that were like coming back.
That's awesome.
And kind of introducing that crew to what podcasting was, because I love podcasts. I told you I'm a huge Corolla fan.
Yeah.
And you always kill it on there. So it's thanks. Like
So you've been honing this skill set for a minute.
Well, I grew up listening to talk radio. Like I know what I like listening to. So like I know what I like to hear and how to keep. Also, I don't shut the fuck up. So, like, this all
working. Got all the right qualities.
I'm in my late 20s. I recently moved back home to the suburbs while I have been finishing my dissertation looking for work in the city. Rough, I know. But the good news is that I'm interviewing at a few companies in the city, and I'm nearing the completion of my dissertation. Here's the situation. This past weekend, I was out celebrating a friend's birthday in the city, and I ended up spending the night with the birthday girl. This is someone I have strong feelings for, and I would like to spend more time with. As a man, I feel like I need to be completely out on my own before I can actively pursue her. Even when that time comes, I'm unsure how she may feel about the obvious discrepancy in our financial situations since she has been working since graduating undergrad, whereas I've been in school. I should mention that we also have a bit of a history. This girl and I are part of the same tight-knit group, friend group from high school, i.e. same card of the party type of friends. I have this thing, when someone asks, are you friends with someone? I've described in the past, like, if I know someone, I'd be like if I saw, I'd be like, they'd be like, are you friends? I'd be like, well, same party, different cars to the party.
Right.
And then, you know, you have your four people that'd be in the one car.
Yes.
That's your closest friend.
Yes.
So the way to describe the other people would be like, yeah, I know that guy. Like, what would be a way of it? Like,
yeah.
My dad used to be like, would you, if you walked down a hallway and you passed each other, would you nod at each other? I'm like, yeah, not at a stranger. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. Don't rob me.
Yeah. What up, dude?
Like, don't rob me. You were good.
But same party, different car is a way to describe someone that's a friend, but not the closest.
So, okay.
We dated each other's best friends in high school. We have always had good chemistry and hooked up once before in our early 20s. We had not seen each other much while I was in graduate school, but our friend group started getting together more often the past few years.
Hold on a second. Is this the dissertation?
Yes, this is.
I also like
they're thorough.
I like that he
very thorough.
I like that he brought up the word discrepancy. If you've just started dating a girl and discrepancy even enters the frame, you go, let's call
red
it
flag.
Let's wrap it.
Red flag.
Yeah, this guy's a red flag.
Mark hates
this guy's
SAT words. I forgot. That's part of your character study on the show. Turtle, but he hates SAT. Yeah.
So, he would crush on the showboat.
You go like this: discrepancy is to vagina as whiskey is to dick. Yeah. You go, if you say to your girl, I got a discrepancy, she goes, in the pussy shut down.
Yeah, there it is. I always took the friend approach towards her recently because I assumed she would have no interest in dating a broke graduate student, because who would?
Oh.
This past weekend has my brain scrambled on how I should approach the situation moving forward. Namely, how do I approach this situation without potentially making things awkward in our friend group? How do I handle this period of time when I'm living in the suburbs about an hour away from the city? I'm definitely weary of overcommitting to this for fear of repercussions it would have on our friendship and our friend group. I know I have feelings for her, but I'm not sure if our good chemistry is just friendship that transformed for her when she's a little drunk. Maybe a grad school has me overthinking everything. It does.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Got married by now.
Appreciate the advice. So what do we think?
Wow.
See, I know where he's coming. If we want to boil it on the email.
Yeah.
I'm in grad school. I'm living at home.
Right.
I feel like a loser because I'm living at home. I go into the city. This girl that I have great chemistry with since high school and I hook up. But I know I don't want to be anything serious with someone because I'm at home still. But what should I do? I don't want to lose this person. I also don't want to lose my friends. So
I wouldn't normally advise this with anyone, but this is a fake it till you make it type deal. Like, all that emotion, you take it, you write it down, you toss it in the garbage can, and then you go there with a different attitude.
So you don't pursue this at all.
No, and then you hope that you run to these people at a party and you hear what he said, and you go up to this girl, you go, I don't even know what discrepancy means. Next thing you know, you're getting a blowjob in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to go about it.
I think he should go for it.
Yep. Right?
I think he should go for it. If he really likes this girl and he thinks that she's somebody, that will help him get his ass off the house.
Yeah.
That will help
him. That's my take too.
If he really thinks that she can see if he's really about what he's talking about, be like, yo, I'm down right now, but I'm going to be up.
Sure.
Be with me on the ground level right now until I'm up. And when I'm up, we're going to build something together.
That's the thing. I think he's afraid most of all in this email, like when I read it, he's most afraid of feeling like he's hooking. I think he thinks he's hooking up with this girl out of convenience because it's his one shot out of the suburb home.
Yeah.
She's someone that will let him stay over. And then he knows that once he gets into his new situation, after he gets a job, after the dissertation discrepancies and dysenteriophobia, then he's gonna go, well, maybe I don't want to be in a relationship. Right. And he's afraid of that moment where he's gonna have to hurt a girl. This is steeped in ego.
Once he fucks her in his mama's house and he realizes this is uncomfortable, he'll know how to get his shit together.
Yeah.
This is too much emotion for a man too. He needs a real almost like a very just like set in her ways girl. This isn't about even this girl's situation. He needs a girl that's totally like not working class, but you know, girls that are just super focused on one thing. Like, he needs a very simple girl. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he's
mad.
The roles are kind of flipped.
He's mad complicated. He can have another complicated
girl. Yeah, but I gotta say, I think he's like, I think you can't live life like you can't get full, you know, licking food.
Yep.
Like, I think right now he's trying to lick food.
Yeah.
He's trying
just
to say,
taste
like,
it, like,
yeah, oh, no, well, we hooked up, but I don't want to ruin the friendship. And
right,
I don't
want right.
to.
Fuck all
and,
that.
And what about, I think, like.
Jump in the pool.
Jump in the pool. You can't jump put a in toe pool. In the pool of life.
Yeah, you're wearing swim trunks. He's like, they're boxers. You're like, well, that's your problem.
That's what you got.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
What you got.
You'll find swim trunks when you can.
Right. Come on, go skinny dipping.
Go skinny dipping. I think he's, like, so worried about everything else that's tangential to. Do you have a fun time with this girl?
Yeah.
Like, are you enjoying her company? Do you guys ended up in bed together? Don't try and I think a lot of times what people do is they try to judge the other their feelings through the other person.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, she's not going to want a broke college student. No, dude, women love buying low. Okay. Yeah. Women will
love a
see.
Project.
Women love a project. Love hustle for the thing you're going for.
Yeah.
And if you show promise, she'll be like, I knew it.
That's the lucky part about being
a dude.
Yeah.
I knew it.
This exactly. does not.
I was with them when?
On the bottom.
This does not apply to Los Angeles, by the way.
No.
Let's be very clear that we are not talking about girls in LA.
Well, here's the thing. The difference, the women in LA, they're like, you know, they're thinking that with like a guy that's like doing, you know, Hollywood or doing whatever, like age, you know, trying to be.
Right.
I think girls in LA, this is the only thing this doesn't work for is acting, comedy.
They're buying high with a short sell.
Yeah. I think for acting and comedy, they go, well, this is a lotto ticket.
Right.
And it's only paying for one.
And I need to buy seven of them.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to get involved with that. I think that does work for someone who's like, they're going to law school. They're trying to figure shit out. Hey, I want to be partner. I want to be this. And it's like, I think for this guy, the friend group already knows. Everyone that...
They have to.
They already know you fucked. They already know you slept over. They already know there's been flirtation. They can all feel
it. They see it.
They see it. I think you go forward knowing that, like, hey, life's uncomfortable. You might have to break up. But at this point, you have decided you like her. Take a shot at it. And, and listen, understand that, like, you know, life's going to change and you have to decide at that point whether you stay with her or not. That would be my...
That's good advice. Do you ever get things that you can't totally navigate? Like if someone's just straight up like, I think I got herpes, and they send you a picture and they're like, what do you think? Like, is it ever that basic?
Yeah.
For real?
No one sent you herpes?
No, not the picture.
Okay.
I mean, not that I can show you guys.
Yeah.
No, they're like...
Like, what do you think about, like, wasn't it the last Coachella where like the most cases ever of people came back from
it was a gonorrhea I think or clinical.
No, I think yeah
what was that those. Was that one of the headlining bands
what got,
they had the I've got that would be a confusing headlining band. I have herpes.
Yeah.
Yo, I have herpes.
The night four headliner chlamydia, you know, you're at the doctor's office.
Give it up for the clap, everybody.
And it
sometimes
spans.
You get questions that you're like, I have to like say in the beginning, like, I'm not a doctor, like, right. I'm here to be your big brother. I'm here to be a friend. I'm here to be someone that doesn't know you. I think the thing with the reason people write in is like, we all don't know that person. We don't know that his backstory, or we don't know him from high school where he was a dick in high school.
Right.
So like that doesn't play into our advice.
Do you ever get people that send you emails that you know they're faking it? Like, this is made up.
I take everyone at their word because there's no, like, at that point, like,
they're not getting
I'm answering the question.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So like, as long as it's like, I was in outer space last night and I met a girl, you know, like, I, of course right. that.
And an alien came down
blew me and now I have the clap.
But it's alien clap.
Yeah.
It spans the gamut too, right? Age range. I mean, are you getting,
we get all ages. Wow. It's getting bigger now, which is cool. So it's like, you're getting people that are like, I'm divorced with kids. And we're, you know, that's,
fuck.
So it's cool on J Train, like bringing on someone who's like, who has kids. And like, that's, the thing is the show works because it's different. You know, when you've come on, different perspectives. Sometimes it's a fun episode where we're just fucking around.
Yeah.
Sometimes someone's like, yeah, I'm fucking in a bad place. And like, you know, I think the thing I always have to be is like, I'm not an expert. And you're dancing around tough subjects. Like
totally.
Someone's like, you don't want to like, insult somebody, you know, you get worried like, hey, was I off even speaking to that? But they did write into my show.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so every now and again we get a little touchy, a little serious, but like, you know, it's you do sense when you meet these people, like when I go to do shows and they come up to me, they're like, they'll go, you answered my email and this was my email and you did that. It's very cool. It's very fulfilling. Something that I never like, it's not like I was like, I need to feel good about helping people.
Yeah.
No. I did this for very selfish reasons.
You're better than Dr. Phil.
Yeah. I dude, I saw that.
What's that?
The Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Oh, thanks.
It was so great.
Wasn't even for that. It was for a separate thing, but it was like,
I figured that out.
Everybody said it looked like him because I had a spot at the factory that night.
Yeah.
And so we were all like, all right, well, who should I go up as? And the character that it was, all the makeup was for, didn't seem funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
It did. I just was doing it the whole time. And it was like, but also the idea of doing Dr. Phil, like
it
doing
was stand
up was so.
It was really funny. It was funny to see the beginning of them going, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
weren't, it wasn't like, they didn't get it right away.
No. Mm.
And that's why it was so good, because it was a good impression. So you're like, and it was so funny that like it ends up working.
Well, everyone kept saying like, that was, I can't believe you stayed in it the whole time. I was like, what was the option?
You
like,
have to.
To do it for five minutes and then break characters and then do
peel it up. Hey, everyone, I'm Adam Ray.
This is me now.
Yeah. And like, have you seen The Heat?
Yeah. Joel brought me up like as such. And when people were applauding too, I was like, you could feel that people were split on being like, the fuck? But also,
dude,
some people were like, I think that's really him. Like,
it's really funny.
Some stewardess was like,
it was
oh.
that close.
Tourist people was like, oh, really, Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
It looked great. And it definitely, like, I could see, like, especially LA, they're like, you never know what's going to happen.
Totally. You don't.
This is why we moved here, babe.
Yeah, the Doritos guy's here. You know, like,
you're welcome. You're welcome, babe.
Yeah, I got you.
You're welcome.
But then,
by the way, I didn't find Jesse. I did find out that MC Hammer did a commercial.
He did.
I did not see that.
MC Hammer did a Doritos commercial?
No, he did a Cheetos commercial.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm glad Hammer getting some money, though.
He's coming back.
Me too. He is coming back. Yeah, it was a Super Bowl commercial that he was in.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I saw Lil Nas X and Sam Elliott did Doritos. So I didn't see Justin.
It might have been 2013. God, and it's him making out with a model.
You recognize the kid?
Wait, nerd, is he a big guy?
Nerd making out with model.
With rosy cheeks?
Yeah.
That is Jesse Eisenberg. Wait, no, I'm not Jesse Eisenberg, but Jesse. He's like in a lot of, he's an extra in almost everything. He was in Old School.
He was my Uber driver.
I think I know. You know the big.
Yeah, Jesse. That's who
somebody's
talking
about. Somebody made a reel about this kid.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse with curly hair.
Curly.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. That's exactly what
I'm talking about. Pull him up. We need it for the podcast, a photo.
He might, yeah. You know what? It's funny that you're like, and he was my Uber driver, and someone's like, oh man, he's not doing well. Maybe he has like $1 billion, and this is just his way of getting out of the house.
I know a lot of cab drivers.
There's no way that's it.
Guys that are just like, this is my like thing now, right? Especially in Vegas.
I once had an Uber driver, and this is actually mean, and he had a sign up that said that he had a stroke, and this is his way of relearning how to speak. It's good practice.
Wow.
So he wanted to speak to you.
Wow.
So think of the horror. You're in an Uber who wants to speak, and you're like, headphone, you're going, yeah, what's up?
What's up,
and then
man?
You see the sign, you're like, I guess these are fully off now.
he had a sign?
Danger. There was a sign.
Just had a stroke, trying to get my speech back.
Just trying to get back.
Would love a little back and forth.
So we talked.
Yeah, oh,
we talked, and it was a very nice conversation. But it was funny. Like at first, you're like, "Oh, the guy," and then you see the sign. You're like, "Oh, yeah, of course I'll talk to you."
That's a very Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. Where
very
like,
much.
I'm sorry you had the stroke, but like, you know, I'm just not, you know,
trying to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I got Candy Crush.
Yeah.
He's also from Boston.
He is.
Yeah, 41 from Boston.
I was on the phone while he was driving, and the whole time I'm going, I think that's the guy. And then I sent the picture.
Jesse.
I sent the picture to my girlfriend. I was like, I think the guy from the Doritos commercial who made out with, who did he make out with?
There was the.
She's like, that Bar Raffaele.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
So wait, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Now it became
a news story.
Yeah. Like American Pie 2,
Old School.
Did you say
something to him? No. We talked in the beginning a little bit, and it felt like one of those Uber drivers that was like trying to like talk it out. And I was like, talkie. Shh. That's how I talk to Uber driver. No, I'm kidding.
I love it when they try to sell me their mixtapes.
Enough
hey,
now.
We get it.
Yink. Someone's paying. I didn't get X for nothing.
There is something on the app now where you can put like no conversation.
Yeah.
That's a little rude.
Do you do it?
Huh?
Do you do the app?
No.
Okay, you let me talk.
I trust myself.
The big star.
No. I trust myself to be able to navigate through the combo. And if it is too much, like just the what? Short answers.
Yep.
No, I just go, shh.
Yeah. Or just scream really loud.
I just know. I go, this is what they'll be. Talk to me as an Uber. You be the Uber
guy. Yeah, it's crazy. The traffic. They said Trump was coming through, but like the roads, they haven't been as packed as they usually are. I was thinking about
4 stars.
I'm sorry. What's up?
3.
Is that for me?
Two. Back to 3.
Here's your destination.
It's a game of Marco Polo. It's a star, Uber star Marco Polo. We're back to 3. You're doing well.
There should be a. Remember Taxi Cab Confessionals? Did you ever watch that on HBO?
No, but ooh. I know what it was.
Where they taped the cab rides from these people, and they obviously probably got consent afterwards. But it was like people getting into cabs late night in New York, and then just confessing their lives. That was always so dramatic, and then the cab driver's just basically listening.
But he didn't. But the cab driver, right? They never showed the cab driver, right?
No, they did.
No, they did. They did.
Yeah, they had a camera, a two shot of both of them from the dashboard, and then zoom, like it was set up like cash cab, but it was taxi cab.
It was the guy from the Doritos commercials, first job.
They need to do it with Ubers because holy shit, dude!
Yeah.
I mean, have you just being out here? Like, aside from that one, are you? Do you always leave L.A. with a story
an
Uber story or any sort of new premise for a joke going back to New York? Because that's a big thing when you hear comics go back and forth like, I just got back from L.A.
Back in L.A.
Man, the homeless guys are really friendly or New York is, man, everyone's in your face. You know,
I don't know.
Do you derive a lot of your
material? My Uber stories always come from smaller towns.
Yeah.
Because that's where they're still trying to figure it out. Like, yeah, they're like, here, we know the deal.
Or in Kansas, you're like, the guy's like, I've got 6 kids and a 7th on the way. So yeah, he's trying to get that college fund started. And he's just like, you know, really like drives a little minivan. He's like, my wife was nice enough to let me have the car today. But that's because she's home with the kids. You know, got one more on the way. So yeah, 7. Oh, no, 2. There's 2 in there. I just forgot. It's, there's a lot going on.
What, yeah, what term?
I'm going to pull over and drop in this ditch
3
real quick.
3 stars. Yeah. I don't change.
I'm sorry.
2.
Okay. Okay. We're having a good time.
Back to 3.
Those guys have more of a story, I feel like.
They have more of a story. What I've noticed about those Uber drivers is they have to let you know that this isn't their only job. Hilarious. Like when you go to another town.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also the CEO of a company, a small lumber company in the town. It's like, yeah, yeah, that's my hopes and dreams as the CEO of a company to drive someone to the airport.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
like
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm praying for. You yeah, know, like I, it's,
I yeah, don't mind the Uber driver, too, that... that drives a little bit too fast. Like there have been times.
Get me there. Get me there.
I once had an Uber driver where literally he was bobbing and weaving so much. I literally got in, just lost track of time. And I was like, hey man, flight takes off in 41 minutes to LAX. By the way, LAX is like definitely yeah, like at least a 40-minute drive from my place. And I'm like, if you can get me there, he's like, I got it. He's like, strap in. And I was like, fuck. We got there, no joke, like 19 minutes. And if he would have pulled up and my body would have flown through the window,
yeah,
he still would have come out with my bags and be like, I got you there, you know,
we did.
But I didn't mind it. And we got there and it was
the crazy part about that guy is like, there's no good reason for him to do that for you.
No.
You know, like,
no,
he's risking his own life.
Yeah.
His own paycheck.
Career. Yeah.
Career getting pulled over.
I don't know how he didn't get pulled over. There must be more going on that day.
He also takes his eyes off the road to look back at you while he's driving.
Oh, he did.
He's always
so funny. He was doing a constant checking about like going too fast. And I was just always like,
I had a woman that did that here. She was like this. That was here. I was in a truck and I got high before. I was like, I'm going to get high. I'm going to do the L.A. high on the street thing. And
Cali bud.
That's right. And I'm like, I get high and then I get in the car and she's like flying. And I go, can you like slow down? I'm in no rush. And she goes, she was rushing. She goes, you probably, I don't know. She's got an accent. I took a shot. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what was going to come out of there. Hey, I'm walking here.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. He's like, she was like, you guys must drive slower in New York. I was like, no, we value our lives. That's what we do. It's like
New York drivers have also gotten very good at just bobbing and weaving.
They know what they're doing.
That's what taxis. My first taxi in New York, right? In the lane, mm-hmm, so close to a car, and I'm like,
so
this
close.
Is,
like nicking a delivery driver's bike wheel, but like, you know, both parties recognize that there was just a little friction, no yeah, real casualty.
And they'll keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Whereas here in LA, we're going to Yelp about it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a letter.
A lot more Yelp in here.
You're going to get a Yelp. You're going to get letters.
By the way, the people that go out of their way to truly Yelp, like, I'm sorry. Like, do you really think if you complain about the lack of Wagyu sauce in your egg roll that your mom's going to call you and be like, I actually am proud of you.
These Yelp people, I like when they're like, if you're going to do it all the time. Like, if you're like a well-
For sure.
Versed, yeah. Like, there's certain, I hear what you're saying. Like, if you're like, well, I'm going to Yelp, like for your first time. But if you're like someone that's like, I take my Yelp account pretty seriously.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah.
They actually.
You're doing a service for the people.
I think for them, they think they're like Twitter. Like it's their version of a Twitter account. They're like, yeah, people follow them.
Okay.
I think that's a version of it. But that, I don't know anyone who does it that way. So I'm
I just feel like you're spending a lot of time trying to find things to get upset about. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. I guess it's their version of going on stage.
Their way of venting.
The Yelp.
Their diary. They're going to be like, yeah, my diary. I'm going to be like, the sauce at Pasta House wasn't right.
Yeah, the Yelp people are to have it doing their podcast right now, being like, can you believe these stand-ups get on stage and just tell their sad lives into a microphone? And they expect people to laugh at that?
Yeah, like they don't have balls. It takes balls to sit behind the computer.
Yeah.
Internet thugs. That's what we're doing.
Well, Jared, it'd be fun if you would play a segment on the show with us. A little segment game where we dive into the news stories that don't get a lot of attention.
Please.
In a little segment we like to call, wait, what, huh?
Okay.
And I think there's
how'd Lex Luthor do it then?
Yeah, he did great actually. And I think that just synergy, I think this story is perfect for everything we've discussed today, which is, hold on, it is man suffers from really big.
So I watched this show a little bit.
You do.
You do?
I've seen it. Yeah.
You've seen this?
Yeah, I've seen the show, but I don't know.
Oh, great. Seen the perfect. Okay, man suffers from really huge big toe on TLC's My Feet Are Killing Me.
See, the title of this show is very misguided. It's very misleading.
I've not seen the show. I've seen Dr. Pimple Popper.
Pimple Popper, you're like, okay, you know if you like Pimple Popper's gross. Like, yeah. There's gross things going on there. I love Pimple Popper.
Me too.
Big fan.
Love. I love Dr. when the guys Lee. Come in. They're like, yeah, you know, I mean, look. Life's been good. You know, my wife, Diane, as you can see, I'm batting out of my league. But, you know, every now and then I sleep a little off because I got a neck on top of my head. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, it's more of a foot neck. And you're like, the fuck? And then he's like, there's probably a combo of blood and pus in there that you can just Ouija it out.
Oh, whew. God.
They're the most positive people on TV.
So positive.
Yeah. They are.
By the way, was it you that posted something about Dr. Pepper and what'd you say?
Dr. Pepper Pimple Popper.
There's got to be some sort of cross market.
Different show.
Wait, so this show is basically...
It's misleading because Pimple Popper, you're like, I get it. My feet are killing me.
Oh, you're ready.
You're like, how gross could this be? And then it's 7,000 times worse than Pimple Popper.
What?
7,000.
Like, not even...
Wait,
like,
hold on a second.
I don't want to see this guy's face. Never mind.
Adam, who does this remind you of? Actually, now I see his face.
I don't know.
Isn't that magician?
I don't want to say. It's not going to be flattering.
No, but. Your first makeup. The guy you were in first makeup. From the fan of Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks like him.
Wait, okay. Scroll back. You got your cans on. All right, go for it.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Kind of deformed. My big toe kind of outgrew the rest of my feet. And,
she is gorgeous.
Causing a lot of discomfort in the bottom of my foot.
How long have you noticed your big toe being bigger?
My whole life. When I was younger, I had my index toe removed when I was two or so.
And after they took that one off,
when he was two?
My big toe started growing. They're teasing it right now. They're like, the shoe's
significantly
off.
Bigger.
So has this caused you a lot of imbalance?
Wait for the reveal.
It feels like I'm walking on sandpaper.
You thought TNT knew drama.
I'll start tending to kind of walk inside of my foot, and that causes a lot of pain on the other side.
Pain on the other side, right.
It's terrible.
Also, pretty they
terrible.
Never show them walking
okay,
in.
Okay, so let's see the feet.
I really want to
I'm going to remove your shoes and socks, okay?
Here we go. Oh, God.
Here we go. That's a big old... Uh-oh, here we go. He knows what it looks like. Don't show his face. Oh, no, he's put a tattoo on it.
God damn!
Oh, my God.
Dude.
He had to have a toe removed to...
Okay,
I got to hit pause. I can't.
Oh, it's like that chip at the bottom of the bag that
like
you just...
Penis.
Looks like a penis. What the fuck?
He has a
what
really
does your
big.
Penis look like?
My dick don't look like that.
You got one of those toe dicks?
My dick is a toe dick. A toe fucker.
I tapped out on that face right there. I'm done. I can't watch any more of that. Can you guys?
Yeah, yes. Keep it going.
You can't keep going.
Yeah. Oh, we're man. Here. We got yeah. this far.
All right.
Hold it up. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Man.
Her face says it all. She goes, Why did I become a doctor? Yeah. This is a.
Does she got gloves on?
There's not enough money.
This is a rock bottom moment.
She put her 2 weeks in right after this.
Is she an actress? Is this an actress?
No.
No.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Holly, Barry, here we go.
Toe.
I hope
like
she got gloves on.
It was a very yeah. big toe.
Oh, look at that one.
Ooh, it's split. Oh.
It was very abnormal.
Yeah, oh, really? Oh.
Understatement of the year.
Like and the Oscar that's for weird. Understatement of the year goes to.
Wow.
My feet are killing me. That show Just should be toe. Called Holy Shit.
Yeah.
That show.
God
that
damn. Called,
my feet are killing me. That's something I could say.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My feet, my dogs are barking.
Yeah. Everyone's got a little foot.
Oh, I got my bunny. I've been walking in Six Flags all day, but that's something else.
By the way, I love that this guy explained his problem in 12 words, but the guy with the dissertation was like, my friends know my new girlfriend described it in 9,000 words.
Listen, man, emotions are very complex.
Yeah, they are.
What time do you think he wrote that? Like 4 a.m.?
4 a.m. over a glass of wine.
I'll tell you about that kid early in dissertation, too. He definitely does not have a father. That guy was raised by a single mom.
So tell me what's going on.
I have a foot.
I can't.
Wait.
Oh no! Just stuff to start.
So that show is that? Does that test your threshold for like? Is that a reality show that you're not?
I've dabbled.
Yeah.
So I have seen it. Like I know the show. I am interested to see the feet. I don't think the name is appropriate. I don't think it has the legs. Pun intended.
I'd like to see an actual host. Like the doctors are great. I'd love to see Seacrest set up these moments.
That's why Dr. Lee is like so good. She like fills out the show that shouldn't be filled out.
You're right, yeah. Like, she goes into messing around with the staff.
Yeah, and she gives names to them. She says the thing we all want to say. Like someone will walk in, she'll go, whoa, someone's got a snowball in their head. And you're like, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
Dr. Lee.
Yeah, she got squirted on by some of the
no.
the head juice, Dr. Lee, and she made a... which sounded like a euphemism to like getting a load.
Oh, really?
Shot on you. Yeah.
She, you ever see the Christmas episode of Dr. Pimple Popper? It's fucking hilarious.
There's a Christmas episode?
Yeah. So they basically were like, the show got popular. So they're like, we're going to do a Christmas episode. And it's the blank nights of Christmas. What is that?
12?
The 12 nights of Christmas. Yeah. So 12. Yeah. So you go, so it's going to be the 12 pops of Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
So they did 12 pops, but then she had to keep coming up with like Christmas theme
on the
things.
Third night of.
She would not even sing it. She would go, look at the seventh night of Christmas. And she would be like, so everybody that walked in.
Eight, why heads popping?
Kind of, but not sing it. Like, it was so funny because you could tell they taped it like in June and they had to tell the person like, hey, so you're going to be a part of the Christmas episode. So don't be surprised that she compares that thing on your forehead to a snowman. Like, she's gonna draw a snowman. So she had like people that would like be like, what's this thing on my back? And then she'd go, oh, you got a little mistletoe coming out of your ears. And it's like, like, and I just imagine them being like, what, can you help me? It's July. Why are you
trying to fill
Christmas?
Out your holiday themed episode for Sweeps Week?
Right, this is my life.
I have no time for puns.
Yeah.
Get this pimple pop.
Get it off.
You see Rudolph like
my favorite episode.
Yeah. You see Rudolph like, I told you, bitch, this is my nose.
Yeah. I'm fine. There was one time that one pimple popper episode I watched where her Uber driver.
Oh no.
By fate, she had an Uber driver that was like, she's like, I can take care of you. His nose had this big bulbous thing and it was like coming over his face, like he couldn't even see, it was so big.
Oh no.
And he goes, yeah, I'm in the Uber, and then all of a sudden I pick up Dr. Lee, and she looks at me and she goes, do you know who I am? I can help you. And he's, and like, can you imagine being him? You're like, help me with what?
Yeah,
like, I picked you
that,
up.
Yeah, that, yeah. That thing on your nose. This is Uber, miss.
Like, I didn't come into your office.
Why are you? I'm fine, I have a wife and kids.
Right.
I've dealt with, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
by the way, I love that you pulled out the "Do you know who I am?" That's like, that's said in every single Narcos episode, and now this.
Do you know who I am?
Do you watch Narcos Mexico yet?
No.
I want to start a drinking game with Narcos or Narcos Mexico. Every time they say "Do you know who I am?" you drink, you'll be blacked out by plot point one.
Do you know who I am?
What's our next story? We got time for one more.
Oh, I feel sick from that last one. Okay, yeah, you know, no, nostalgia here. Let's go to nostalgia. Let's end with nostalgia. Not a feel good story. Here we go. How about this? Saved by the Bell's Lark Voorhies is slighted. And hurt not to be asked to join the reboot.
She should be. This is a big
deal. Of course.
Lisa Turtle was, first of all, your only diversity on the show.
Facts.
On most of TV.
On most of TV during this time.
Yeah. And morning kids Zach Morris, TV. Yep.
And right? She was like the one that was always, look, she had to fuck Screech. You know what I'm saying? Or she didn't, but she was the one that got, it was, you know, it was Jesse and Slater.
They were matched up.
It was
up.
Zach and Kelly. She got matched up with Screech. She took... she took one for the team, and then her and Zach had a little thing. She was always kind of like never. She was the coolest one, I thought, because she always was like a little bit above. Like she could be a third wheel, and she was fine. She also seemed like she was like fucking guys at the other school, you know, because she was always in the episode, but
hanging out with her cousins
for two scenes. Hanging out with her cousins.
Hanging out with her
cousins. Go to Bayside. Yeah, was she the one black kid at Bayside?
No, there was the black nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the nerds? And then there was one black dude.
Tall, skinny dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the two.
Why isn't she being invited back? I don't understand.
I think she's like, I don't know, man. She, look, Mario's hit it big with Extra. Zach Morris just continues to work. Tiffany Amber Thiessen continues to work. Dustin Diamond, I mean, you know.
Elizabeth.
You got to ask Dustin Diamond back. Elizabeth Berkeley.
Here's a great fucking sentence right here.
You always see Mr. Belden.
You do. Yeah. There's a lot of
karaoke. He'll be your Uber
Belden
on the way home.
Does stand up.
Yeah, he does.
He did.
Yeah.
I did karaoke with him at in a karaoke bar in Burbank about 4 years ago.
He looks like someone put a straw in his mouth and blew him up.
I know. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
What if he was your Uber driver?
I would not say anything. In the same way I didn't say anything. I'd be like, hey, did you know the guy from the Doritos commercials?
Two stars.
Two.
Now, why are they saying they're not going to allow her back?
Yeah, why isn't
she? I realize she said it right here. The 45-year-old Nashville native appeared on the medically centered daytime talk show to also address her mental health issues. She goes, which could have factored into the snub. And right here she goes, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Basically, she was a pain in the ass on the set. I mean, most likely that's what she's saying right here. Her own words, not mine.
So wait, is the guy who made, you know, the Jason, is the guy who made Jason not inviting her back? Like,
Wasn't the guy that made Saved by the Bell, wasn't he like the horror movie guy? Who was the name of the guy who made
Saved by the Bell? Wes Craven?
IMDb cross-reference?
Yeah, let's get a cross-reference.
A guy named Peter Engel, who also produced Last Comic Standing.
But didn't Peter Engel make like all the Jason Voorhees movies?
Did he?
That's what I thought. I could be just talking out of my
head. Also, is Screech involved in this?
No.
No?
Definitely not. I think they're just trying to...
No.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, once Screech was like, you know... Didn't he do porn? And then, which, whatever, make your cash. But then he came out and was actually like slandering all the old cast
and
members.
Then he cut somebody. He started doing stand up too. And then he fought somebody.
That's right.
And then he went crazy too.
Yeah,
so
he went to jail.
He fucked her coming back. So they can't match them together. Two crazies off the show.
Yeah. You also, like the fact that she is bipolar, bring that back into the reunion.
Yeah.
Have that be something you discuss.
Mental health issues. She looks good there.
If she's with Dr. Right? Oz, she's doing all right.
Yeah.
I'll take Oz over Phil any day of the week.
Yeah, man.
Like in a fist fight or?
Oz.
Yeah, this is where I fucking
throw down my
I'm calling you, Oz. I want you, the forum.
Well, no, we guarded each other in the NBA celeb game last
night. Really?
Yeah, dude, he's deceivingly agile.
He's in quite incredible shape.
He's in incredible shape, dude. He's drinking kale smoothies and children's blood, but there's something about not having everyone back on a reunion reboot that
it ruins it.
Doesn't sit well with me, you know.
Right. What's it going to be on? Like, is it going to be like ABC? Like, what's this reboot?
www.whogivesafuck.com.
Right, it won't be on Hulu or Netflix.
I want to buy that URL.
Oh, I think it's a Quibi thing. Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, you probably are. Quibi's not fucking with this. This feels
Apple's
like a.
I'm more and more starting to think that Quibi is a. So when I used to work at a summer camp growing up,
amazing,
and I was a counselor and
a
every
Jewish camp,
no. Yeah, it just so happened the Jews went there. Right. It wasn't like a religious affiliated thing.
Great.
So we used to. There was this prank that we pull every summer, where you have these extended trips. So the oldest kids would go to Montreal, the second oldest kids would go to Boston,
yeah,
and the third oldest kids would do a like a water park trip, and it would be like camping and that type of thing. So when you go on the trip, at the end of the trip, you're driving back, and the whole joke, and it was done to me when I was going to the camp, and then I did it to kids when we were on the bus. We got one more stop, Shmesh, Shmesh, and they'd be like, "What's Shmesh?" And be like, "The best water park ever. That's what we close with. It's got like," and you start describing this water park and you're like, and they got like three stories. And then what happens every year is a kid will go, "I've been to Shmesh. I know exactly what you're talking about." And then he starts telling the lie that you're telling. So now like all, so we're all talking about Shmesh. And then all of a sudden, slowly the kids start to realize they're like, "Wow, I didn't realize Shmesh was so close to camp." You know, like as you're driving back. And we're like, "Yeah, I don't know." And then we would pull into a parking lot and be like, "Ah, gotcha, bitches." Like,
aristocrats.
Aristocrats. And we'd be like, and they'd be like, "Ah, you," like angry.
So pissed.
Shock and awe. Because they're like, they're all like, we're like, in the beginning, we're like, "Save your money for Shmesh. You don't want to spend too hard.
Motherfucker.
You know, you're going to have Shmesh at the end." And it would be like, you know, like, don't use all your clothing. You're going to need a t-shirt. And we'd have them with like t-shirts and their towels. Like, they're getting ready. And we're like going home. Like, it would be like the last stop into this parking lot. I think Quibi is Shmesh.
The fake water parks at the streaming
Quibi
service.
I've been hearing about Quibi for a year.
Ain't seen
like,
shit.
Out all this money, and there's water parks and water slides and millions of dollars for 7-minute shows.
Yeah. Save like, your pitches for Quibi.
Save your pitches.
Save your pitches for Quibi.
We're going to find out just some old Jew who owns Hollywood is just going to go, "Gotcha, bitches." Gotcha, you idiots.
Yeah.
Go back to your fucking YouTube channel. Stupid people. Piece of shit. Enjoy your podcast. Enjoy hawking me undies.
And by the way, Quibi launches April 5th.
Yeah. I'd love to be a part.
Historically.
I'd love to be a part.
That's in the pranks reveal.
Two shows there next week.
I'd love their money. I'm open for pitches to Quibi.
And this Saved by the Bell is going to be on Peacock. It's
of course.
NBC's. Yeah. So but this is what every time I hear about it, everyone talks about it in a way.
Yeah. It's getting overhyped at this point.
What?
So I mean, but they are spending a lot of money. Who knows?
You know? They're
spending
a lot of money.
I know.
They got a lot of money. It's that guy. That, like,
the short form stuff, I feel like, will have a better chance than the long. Because I did a couple scenes in the Fugitive remake that they bought with Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know how that, like, who's going to watch that fucking
thing?
Wait,
they're making the Fugitive as a 7-minute show?
Made it. No, as a movie. The movie.
So you're gonna watch a movie in 7 minutes?
I guess so.
What?
7 minute scenes, I guess.
It's called Fast Forward. It's a new app.
Well, no, it'll be in chunks. It'll be in chunks.
You'd be like, okay, I'm gonna bang out a sevener. Like you're gonna like.
I think it's 7 minute scenes, probably. Right? I don't know how they're gonna do a movie. I don't know.
This is interesting. I
as long as the check cleared, right, Adam?
But it's one of the. It's cleared. It's already been spent on Seattle Supersonics T-shirts.
You're not wrong. So,
right, the accurate.
You know me well, dude.
You got my bank. You got my bank account logged in.
Hey, you know my memo.
The money's already been gone.
Yo, Amanda, the money's the password.
The money's been spent on Golden Corral biscuits and bad haircuts.
Hey, forget about it. He's eating over here.
Jerry, where can people find you on social media? We know you're two podcasts.
Quibi. I got a new show. April 5th on Quibi. Shmesh. I'm going to be Jared Fried on Instagram. When does this come out?
Couple weeks.
Yeah. If you're in Boston or New York, I'm going to be at Gotham in April. Then I'm going to be at Laugh Boston in March.
Awesome.
Amongst other dates, but those are the ones.
Some big heavy hitters coming up.
Those are the ones where we have your tickets count a little bit more.
Great. East Coasters, make the trip.
If I'm on the West Coast, you have probably West Coast people.
Yeah, oh, tons.
Jared Fried on Instagram. I watch The Bachelor and I yell at it every Monday.
It's hilarious.
The J Train podcast, you can listen to Adam Ray's, been on a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times.
Go listen to his episodes. And then the U Up podcast is with Betches, and that's the huge multimedia account Betches, and you up is every Wednesday, so you get your fill of J Train, Papa JT, the Wizard of Ha.
Is that a do you have merch with that on it?
I need a Wizard of Ha t-shirt. Yeah,
that's
right,
amazing.
Shit.
No. Sorry, actually Quibi's coming out this month. It's a new show. It's our new like children's
the Wizard
magician.
Of Ha.
A children's
a clown.
Just a clown who's fellas, Peanut Gallery. Yeah, this was great.
You can follow me at The Real Mike Jones.
Great.
And you can, my website's markscomedy.com. My social media's at the top of that. But you can actually see the three of us at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, that's right.
When are you going to be there?
The Tropicana, March 16th through the 22nd. March Madness time, baby.
Shit, that's a good time to be there.
Yeah. Oh, you like Vegas?
I like Vegas. I'm like, you know, it's fine.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And they do, you know, I've done the Cellar, the Rio, and it's just a long week.
It is.
A week there.
You got to get away from the strip. That's what we're going to do.
You got to go, yeah, you got to have like a plan before you get there because it never happens day of. Day of, you're like, oh, no, what do we do? Then it's one.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we fucked up. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you got to have a plan going in.
We always like to go to the pool. Maybe hit
those pool parties are expensive too. One time I tried to go in with like my backpack and shorts. I looked like a fucking tourist.
Lost
like
Cub Scout.
The white on my nose. I'm like the zinc. I'm like, I'm ready to go swimming. They're like, a chair is $10,000. A chair. And then I've never been more like judgy in my entire life. Because then I start looking at everyone walking in going, that has $10,000. That has $10,000. Like you looking at like
motherfucker got two chairs.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm like,
and
I'm
an umbrella.
Like, I don't believe it.
I know.
I go, I don't believe this much disposable income is coming into here.
Totally. Right. That'd Vegas. Be a great rapper, by the way. Two chairs.
Two chairs. Umbrella.
Dude, the price of those chairs. They should be a rapper. Like they should have money.
Hey, girl, you want to come over here? I got two chairs.
Thanks, Jay. You're the best.
Thank you for
thanks for coming this. On, guys. We'll see you next week.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. Are you looking for a new favorite podcast? Are you looking for a podcast about movies? Are you looking for a podcast that strictly covers 80s, 90s, 2000s movies? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to be doing movies like So I Married an Axe Murderer, Hot Tub Time Machine, Grandma's Boy, and Ghost? Well, then you just found it. Tune in to The Confused Breakfast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're the hosts of Drinking the Kool-Aid, a comedy podcast dedicated to the mysterious.
Tune in every week while we cover two chilling tales about everything from cults
to aliens
to the paranormal,
all with a sense of humor.
So grab a drink
and tune in to Drinking the Kool-Aid wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we're Donnie and Chelsea.
We're best friends, mortal enemies, and the hosts of I Am the Cute One.
On our show, we'll chat movies, gossip about pop culture and current events, but mostly we'll overshare, trauma dump, and embarrass ourselves publicly.
After all, we're millennials, so we've been living and laughing and loving through unprecedented events every few years our entire lives.
So if talking is your love language, subscribe to I Am the Cute One.
You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
And we are the hosts of Ask Rana with Rana.
And Brian.
Every week we're joined by incredible guests like Conan O'Brien, Trixie Mattel, Jacob Anderson, and more.
We answer your advice questions like, what do you do when that guy you're about to hook up with happens to be your long-lost father? Or should I tell my neighbors their exchange student might be a serial killer?
Listen to Ask Rana with Rana and Brian every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you, Rana.
Excuse me.